people still have problems. You cannot oversaturate solutions to problems, answers to questions. What you can oversaturate is products. People don't want more products. They don't want more courses. Adult learners don't even want more information. What they want is, I don't want to watch an hour-long video. I want to find the answer to my questions in the fastest way possible. Why? What is good, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Entrepreneurship Exposed with your guy, Bees, where we talk about everything related to being an entrepreneur, but with a twist of business acquisitions, right? And today, I got my guy, my friend, my brother, my people, my partner, my dude, Marcus Y. Rozier. We got to say the Y, too, the Y dot, right? Let's go. Yo, Marcus, bro. Welcome to the show, man. It's been a long time coming, brother. I'm happy to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me, brother. Like, I don't say this lightly. I consider you a friend-tor, both a friend and a mentor. Wow, we get a chance to celebrate wins, see each other's family, have a good time. Mm-hmm. But in the same breath, every time I'm around you, I'm learning something. Man, you're one of those brilliant people who live in the future and come back to the present, and you're trying to convince everybody of it. It's like, imagine, I'll say this really quick, and this is a real thing. Imagine years ago coming home and telling your family, let's say 15 years ago, hey, there's going to be this thing where you get in the backseat with perfect strangers. Well, that's Uber and Lyft now. It would have sounded absurd. And you're convincing people who are so used to working a job, owning a job, to say, no, you can buy the business. You visit the future and really understand where wealth lies. So, bro, every time you talk, I listen, I pull out my phone and write notes.
Thank you, bro. Feeling is mutual. Definitely a friend tour, bro. I be using some of your terms, and I always give you the credit for it. I be like, listen, we don't sell products and services. We sell solutions. Yeah. I that my guy. Yeah. But thank you, bro. Thank you. And, you know, that means a lot. But here goes the thing. I'm not living in the future. I'm living in the past as well. Because what I'm talking about with acquisitions is not something that's coming up. It's something that has been going on for generations. I'm just talking about the opportunity-wise exploding even more right now. Because with the baby boomers, who's all I focus on, the baby boomers who are retiring, I just came off of a seller call right before this one, like half an hour before me and you got on this call. And with that one, the guy's retiring. He said that, you know, he didn't have any family that wanted the business. And he, you know, he was just like, I didn't know what to do. So that's why he decided to put it for sale to the public. And in swoops Bees to come and take it. You feel me? Because some of these businesses, we weren't even able to walk in to 50 years ago. Yeah. And now taking it over, that's powerful.
Yeah.
That's powerful. So I'm looking at the past of what's been going on, these other communities that's been acquiring businesses. And I know we could do it too, because they put the whole roadmap for us. They just weren't telling us before, and we weren't believing in ourselves that we could actually get it done.
But so true.
But enough about me, my brother, for now. This is about you today. You are going to help us to expose the realm of how you create wealth through educating others. And I got a lot of questions for you on this one, man. So first of all, introduce yourself. Tell the people more about you and who you are and how you came to where you are today.
Absolutely. Well, as you all can see, I'm Karina of Marcus Y. Rozier, born and raised Panama City, Florida. Shout out, little small town. However, what I help people do, I work with coaches and entrepreneurs who are looking to package the knowledge they have in their head into a form that they can actually be compensated for. Right? We all have knowledge. We all have information. We all have services. Everyone knows the uncle who could fix everything, but he does not know how to teach other people how to do it. Grandma who can cook. Mm. We all have skills. So my company works with coaches and entrepreneurs to package their ideas, concepts, and services into the form of an education company. People aren't going to Harvard for 4 years. Some are going to people like you and I to teach them a direct skill they can monetize. So we show you how to transition that into what we refer to as a stress-free multi-million dollar education company. That's developing your products, developing your marketing, your sales, your launch campaign, and even delegating and hiring your team and firing yourself from the day to day.
There we go. There we go. That is a powerful statement right there, man. You know what it reminds me of? Years ago, when Russell Brunson created ClickFunnels,
he
told a story similar to that, where it was just how he was trying to build a potato gun or something like that, where he put these potatoes in and shoot it off with air. And he was looking it up, like how to build it, and he was finding results. And he was like, damn, other people looking for how to build a potato? Who the hell would be looking for how to build a potato gun? But then when he realized that, well, other people is looking for it too, then let me now start teaching it. Let me put it out there, what I've learned, and repackage it. And I'm no expert on it, but I was able to do enough successfully with it that I can also help the people who are not at the level that I'm at. I don't have to be 100% expert, but if I'm 20% expert and somebody who's 5% wants to learn from me, there's a market for it. So it kind of reminds me of that. And my question to you, that was years ago when I remember that. I mean, ClickFunnels has been out for at least since 2012, maybe, or something like that. 2012, 14, somewhere around there, maybe. Did you, since then, so many more people are getting into the education space. Do you feel that it's something that it has the potential of being too saturated? People are tired of learning from other people? Or do you feel that it's going to grow even more? And this is why we need to jump onto the train, in essence.
So it's a few ways I can approach that. I can talk the data, which I will in a second. I can also speak from the context of this. Search engines aren't going anywhere. So as long as someone is going to Google, as long as someone's going to go to that box on the top of YouTube, for you to believe that the education space is saturated is to say they're going to remove that box when you type in the search from everywhere, right? So as long as there is Google, ultimately what we are doing in the education space, we're positioning ourselves as the thing people are searching for. They're not searching for information. They're searching for a person with the information. They're not searching for a question. They're searching for the person who has the answer to the question. If you are searching right now how to build my company, you're not just looking for data. You're looking for the person who provided the data. All information has a source, right? Yes. So if you see it and understand it as such, you are the thing they pop up. If someone says, I'm building multiple businesses while being a father, while trying to focus on my health, how to lose stubborn belly fat without abandoning my business or shortchanging my kids. Well, if I got a program, an educational program that teaches you how to lose stubborn belly fat without giving up foods you love, missing important things, or spending hours in the gym, I am what you just searched. So
true.
As long as people still have problems, you cannot oversaturate solutions to problems, answers to questions. What you can oversaturate is products. People don't want more products. They don't want more courses. Adult learners don't even want more information. What they want is, I don't want to watch an hour-long video. I want to find the answer to my questions in the fastest way possible. Why? Faster is better, not more. People don't want more. They want faster. So in the education space, it will never be saturated. They predicted over 2 years ago that the educational industry will grow to $325 billion. Well, with C-19, I won't say the word, it exploded and accelerated that growth because less people were going to college. They were looking for valuable skill sets where I teach people. There are people who wanted someone to package what I say their heart, meaning your brand, your identity, your core values. You wanted to know that people felt the way that you felt.
Hey guys, okay, before we get to the episode, I just had to take a moment to say thank you to everybody that's been supporting Entrepreneurship Exposed. Your guy B's here and, just having a great time having these conversations, showing you every aspect of entrepreneurship, because there's a lot of things out there that are, seems like all the glitz and the glam, everything looks good, but we want to make sure that you see some of the obstacles, not things that will stop you, but just things that you need to know before you dive into this world of entrepreneurship. If you like this content, you like these videos, please just do me a favor and just make sure that you're subscribed to the channel. Make sure that you click the like button, comment on it. Just tell me what you feel about each topic so I'll know how to adjust for other topics and have other guests on. And make sure that you hit the notification bell, because YouTube's kind of weird like that. And if you don't have that notification bell, even if you're subscribed to me, you won't see a lot of my content. All right. So if you would like to support us,
That would be the best way. Thank you so much. Now back to the episode.
If you care about people, you want to click up with community. You care about, you want to click up. Then you wanted people that package their head. There were information that we had that some people didn't have. Bees knows how to buy and acquire businesses. Well, that for some people is a foreign idea. So now that person wanted to access your head. Well, you're only one person. So the best way to do that is to get in front of a camera, record it, where we can access your thoughts, but not your time. Then there's, right? Did you catch that? It's only so many DMs you can respond to. It's only so many stages you can speak on. It's only so many coaching calls you can do. So yeah. Courses became the replacement for that. When you talk about packaging your hands, someone wanted to know, how do I buy your skill? I don't know that skill. I don't have that skill. How do I acquire it? Well, now you're teaching someone a how-to-based thing, not just the information about it. You're teaching them how to do it. So someone who's already buying businesses that's losing money, you can train their hands of what to look at and what to do to get your result. That's why education companies will never go anywhere, because people will always need other people who feel like they feel champ. There's single. There's moms who want to be around moms. Yeah. There's entrepreneurs who want to be around entrepreneurs. That's packaging your heart, where you build communities. There's people who don't know something that want to learn it. That's packaging your head. There's people who want to learn how to do something faster, easier, better. That's packaging your hands. Those are three different types of educational opportunities.
I love that. I love that, brother. Now, tell me, though, because something that you said had me thinking. So I educate people on how to acquire businesses, cash flowing businesses. Mm-hmm. Would it be better to be even more specific to reach that few, those few people who actually ask for that specific thing? Meaning, I teach people how to acquire cash flowing businesses specifically from baby boomers who are retiring in this decade, like something like that. Is that better, or is it still okay at I teach people how to acquire businesses?
Yeah. So now we get into the messaging part. And this is a large part of what our company does, right? So just when you have an idea, it's extremely hard to get it out of your head into a form people can digest it, right? That's really the whole process. Yeah. When you ask the nuance related to messaging, people don't realize messaging is marketing. Mm. Messaging is marketing. Mm-hmm. So there's not a yes or no to your answer. So what I tell my clients, it depends. Every person, whenever you create something for a group of people, which is a solution to their problem, answer to their question, you choose what is the pickup location, much like Uber. Uber doesn't work if you don't have a pickup location. Me knowing where I want to go, acquiring a cash flow business, doesn't help if I don't know where I am. So as the person's, right? So where I want to go, 7 figures. Where I want to go, 8 figures. Where I want to go, fire myself from the day to day. Where I want to go, lose weight. That's the end destination.
Yeah.
You don't arrive at the end destination because that's your intent. You arrive there because you actually have a strategy to get there. So what you do is you choose and say, where am I picking them up from? Do I want to pick them up from a person who tried to acquire businesses and the deal fell through? Do I want to pick up people that don't know that they can acquire businesses? That's those who are ignorant. So you got to educate them to the opportunity. Do I want those who are in the process of an acquisition and need a second set of eyes? That you create this whole journey and you might decide, I want to help all of them, but how do I want to help? You say, I don't want to talk to people that don't know it exists. I want to sell the information. That's a course. I don't want to spend time with them so they can access my thoughts, but not my time. And that's what we call bridge offers. It bridges them to a place that they're ready to work with you.
Yeah.
Right? They're not ready to work with you yet. Your main offer, if you say, I'm picking them up from a person who has cash flow, has generated 7 figures in their business, they're baby boomers, and they want to acquire a cash producing business. Now, that's the level you want to coach them at. That's where you're interacting and supporting them at that level and moving them to acquiring a business. Well, what happens beyond that? Those who need your capital, your expertise, where now your knowledge now is compensated as equity.
Okay.
So now you, just like that, you got a full education company. People at the lowest level, people in the middle, and people beyond.
Yeah, that's perfect. Those are your different offers, different levels of offers, and they're applicable to your pickup location for your
100%. So the marketing, the messaging is based on where you're picking them up from. Ooh, if I'm picking them up from ignorance, that would be, I'll give an example. picking someone up from ignorance is me. If let's just say a person doesn't know how to generate five figures a month. Picking them up from ignorance in my messaging would be, I help coaches and entrepreneurs who are trying to generate at least five figures a month learn the sales, marketing, and the offer that they would need to do it. That's ignorance. They don't know how to do it. Picking them up from information, but they need tweaks and strategy. If you're currently stuck, if you're currently generating revenue, but can't figure out how to consistently produce five figures a month on autopilot, I want to show you small tweaks you can make in your business to automate your revenue. If a person's already generating six, seven figures and they like, man, I'm burned out. I got too many clients. I want to show you how to replace yourself from the day to day, lower and reduce the amount of hours you work without reducing your revenue. See how three different messaging pivots.
Got you.
Same offer, same company. So it's one company, but the messaging now reaches to who we're picking up. So that's what I mean. We're not just selling offers. We're creating a business. And the same way Apple sells a laptop, they sell an iPhone, and they sell an iPad. These one educational company, three different solutions.
I love that. I love that. And you know, it's almost intuitive, but I think people forget that, right? Like, you know, it's like it makes sense. You didn't say nothing just that was like, oh, I never thought about it. It's just we don't codify it. We don't actually put it down and say, hey, this is my actual strategy. So I love that you're just reinforcing what should be common sense for any business person anyway, right? That makes sense. And, you know, another thing that you mentioned in terms of when people, as long as there's going to be a search engine, there's always going to be a need for education-based companies. And
100%.
The thing that I love to say is that, you know, Google can answer some of your questions, but it's not going to tell you which questions to ask, right? And Google, you don't know what to ask it, you ain't going to get it. So a lot of people will be like, oh, I love what you're talking about with business acquisition. I'm just going to, you know, look it up and stuff. Good luck. What you going to look up? You don't know what to ask, you know, what questions to ask.
At all.
So, okay. Now, tell me, bro, when it comes to the current landscape of these education companies, you know, where we're getting our knowledge and providing it to our clients, would you say that technology, for example, AI, is something that we should fear or embrace in this the education space?
Yeah, it's something that we should embrace. It's not something that we should fear. It's like in earlier days, people feared the internet, right? People feared Uber. People feared Lyft. People feared moving from VCRs to DVRs. People feared going from CDs to MP3s, from MP3s to streaming, right? Yeah. There's always fear surrounding ignorance.
Yeah.
So the more, when we live in ignorance, and that's not an insult, just means to not know, there's always fear around it.
Yeah.
I believe that AI should accompany the output of a person. What does that mean? That means if I only had to, I'll give a very good example. So we just bought in two more editors. And one of the questions I asked my editor, we create weekly activity reports where I let my staff tell me what they can produce and I add to it if it's too low, right? And so you promising me what, based on your ability, how many can you produce? You told me the number. I said, hey, that number's a little low. Walk me through your process of how you're editing. They told me the whole process. I said, do me a favor. Take the same thing, plug the video in AI, and then edit the AI-generated videos. What happened was they told me they can do 20 videos a week. Plugged it in AI, and AI, in less than 30 minutes, took a 40-minute speech I did and spit out over 40 pieces of content. Now edit the 40 pieces of content, and now in 4 hours, we got 40 videos.
Woo! Now, you know, I've got to ask you for a recommendation on what tool you would use for something like
that. I promise you, I'll send it to you. I don't know off the top of my head. I'll ask again one of my editors because we got a few different ones we're testing now. But you know, I got you. I'm not sending you information at all. So you know, I got you. Yeah, and that's what it's about, right?
That's what I love about you too, brother. You're not stingy with information. I surround myself with people like that because I'm the same way. I want to give as much possible information as possible because I'm also showing you how I'm executing on that information. I'm showing you that I can answer anything in the space because I'm actually doing it. It's not just I'm teaching, I'm doing it. And you prove that every time I speak to you because You go deeper into things that, and your analogies alone show that you really understand what you're talking about. You know what I mean? So I love it, man. I love
it. Wow. Yeah, but that speaks to your point with AI, right? The output is not, it didn't replace the person. They didn't lose their job. It accompanies them, that serves the company to be more efficient, to put out more. So now we're saying, hey, long form. So the way our process works, even I'm using Edlin as an example, but someone else, their situation might be different. Yeah. We're saying we want long form content and then we want short form. So I'm saying spend your time, edit fully the long form content. Take the long form content, plug it into AI and let it spit out 30, 40 videos and then make small tweaks and then hand it to our social media manager and let them upload and disseminate it to all platforms.
Here we go.
Right? And you're telling the social media manager, also use AI to create the captions.
Yeah.
You're telling, you see what I'm saying? So yeah. Now the output of the overall company becomes faster, easier, better.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So my team, we're doing a little bit of that, but not to the extent. I think it's time that we go into pop right now, right? Because we're talking about educating others. People are hearing about it all the time. People see a lot about it, right? And it's time that we pop that industry. The pros of educating others and how that can help you to create wealth. The opportunities that exist or are coming up as to why you should get into that space now. And most importantly is the problems, the things that people will face that it doesn't mean they don't do it, but they still, you know, just got to learn how to navigate around it. So what would you say are the pros of this space of education?
Pros of the education space, the highest form of learning is teaching. The highest form of learning is not information. I find many people who it feels good to say you're doing your research, but I'm afraid that doing our research is nothing more than an identical twin and a buzzword. It's basically procrastination dressed in disguise. Ooh. So most people are saying the word, I've been doing my research, to dress almost like it's the Halloween of dressing and covering up procrastination. You don't learn from your education, you learn from your execution. So you can't just study how to swim, you got to get in the pool. You can't go to a seminar and learn how to ride a bike, you have to actually ride it, right?
Yes.
So the pro is now being able to educate others actually educates you. And if you go on a journey to not lie to people, to not charge people money while you practice on them, I'm simply saying if you are at an education level of a 3, meaning you solved your problem where you were at 0, didn't know how to solve it. You went to 1 where you learned how to solve it. 2, you learned how to solve it and teach it. 3, solve it, teach it, get a result. Teach from 3 to 0. You shouldn't be teaching anybody that's at a 4 or 5. That's how you stay in integrity. So the pro is you get to learn, you get to help others. It's going to grow your brand because every one person represents 5 people that they'll tell about you. So now you get an opportunity to grow your brand and impact and help others and generate revenue. Opportunity is massive because there's so many people that have what I call an IG, not Instagram, an information gap. There's always an information gap between what I know and what I don't know. And if I knew it, I would have more, do more, become more. I'll say it again. There's always an information gap. There's something that someone does not know. And if they knew it, they would have more. They would do more. They would become more. Ooh. It's we get the opportunity to fill the gaps for people. When I was growing up, bro, my uncle used to clean the acid off a battery with a Coca-Cola, right?
I remember that.
In that same household, everyone there for dinner used to drink Coca-Cola. Well, that's an information gap because no one ever thought about if it just did that to the acid on a battery, what is it doing to my insides?
Woo!
Right?
That's true.
The information gap we had was on nutrition. The moment the information gap of nutrition was bridged, we now became better, we did better, and we had better health. When we plug information gaps for people, we help other people do more, become more, and have more. The way we were parented, the way that we were raised, and what we were taught is a direct result of how large our information gap was. And in the African-American community, our gap surrounding wealth, surrounding spending versus investing, how we spend what we want, borrow for what we need, if you had an educational seminar, they will second guess paying $200 for a ticket. But if you had an all-white party, they spend $200 for an outfit to come to the party.
Easily.
Same. Exactly. But it feels totally different. Why is that? Their information gap as it relates to how money works. So we get the opportunity as educators in the space to close the information gap to help people do more, become more, and have more. And if I go to the problem, man, this is the part I'm going to try to be short on but and not long-winded. The problem that we face is everyone believes that just because they know how to do something, they know how to teach other people how to do it. Teaching is a skill.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So you have people who lost 10 pounds, but they don't, but they lost 10 pounds learning from someone teaching them how to lose 10 pounds.
Yeah.
You didn't learn the skill of teaching yet. Teaching is a skill, communication is a skill, coaching is a skill, marketing is a skill, sales is a skill, branding is a skill, content development is a skill. So you have people that think that they can do something one time and they acquired 7 skills.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And they're selling you a program as if they have these 7 skills. No. Mm-hmm. Only in the coaching space have I found people who believe that content development, business development is one and the same, right? So because they produce good content that steals attention and gets people to buy from them, they actually think they have a business when what they have is an LLC and a social media page.
Ooh, you're preaching my terms right now, bro, because I say this all the time as well. I agree with you, brother. And that leads to another problem because now we have so many people who don't trust educators, period, because they had so many other bad educators that, you know, were claiming that they were doing something and they're teaching something they did 10 years ago or something along those lines. How do we address that, right? I'm trying to share my knowledge and expertise with someone, and I'm trying to educate, but there's a warranted fear that most people will have nowadays because they've been burned so much. How do we as educators address that?
Yeah, so I got to wax philosophical and on down the line on this one to really answer the question on two sides. So I'm not avoiding your question. I had to give context on it.
For sure.
One part of me feels like we can speak out and we can address it. Other parts feel like it will never be removed. Why do I say that? Anytime you have good, there will always be bad. There's always going to be equal opposites. Mm. So to think that we can remove people with bad intentions is, I mean, it removes all that we have concerning history. I am a faith person. I read my Bible. Well, I don't get past the first chapter without realizing that it was pride that turned angels into demons and that made Satan be kicked out of heaven. We look 3 chapters later and we see Cain killed Abel, right? And we can go on and on and on and on from Judas and Jesus. We can go all the way down to Malcolm X, Martin Luther King. We can go to Rosa Parks. We can go to most of our heroes, right? Mm. So there's always going to be this uprising of small micro groups of people that take pride in taking advantage of people. That's just life's reality. Now, what we can do as a personal responsibility is we can educate the buyer. I don't think that we can change those with bad intentions and get them to realize and be able to assess, because that's personal development, emotional intelligence. Yeah. Like on the emotional intelligence quadrant, one of the aspects of self-awareness. Well, most people don't have emotional intelligence to have self-awareness to know I'm just not that good. So they see someone else making money and they think I'm just as good as bees when they're not. Well, that's because they don't have the emotional intelligence to assess that their skill doesn't match their price point. They're passionate enough to do it for free and only good enough to do it for free. So instead of coming to the startling reality of self-awareness, they instead rob, steal, and cheat a group of people and practice on them while getting paid. That's not fair. So what our job is, I can't change them. What I can do is help the people with the money be educated on how to spot it and make a smarter buying decision. Here's what I teach. Most programs are marketing a end result without ever talking about the process. So when you are at a place of ignorance and you're trying to move to information, you are trying to search for someone that is an information-based coach. What is that? That's where your programs are going to be longer. That's where they're going to do, let's say, 30-minute, 1-hour calls, 2-hour calls with Q&As. It's all about teaching. At this level of my journey, I'm not looking for information-based programs. I'm looking for systems-based programs. How do you take what I'm already doing and give me a system that helps with efficiency? So if I'm reaching out and you say, oh yeah, it's going to be 30 modules. No, I don't want 30 modules because I'm not taking time to watch it. Right. So you see how the education that you have is, do you need information? If you do, you're looking for a coach or a program or an education company that provides the information to close your information gap. If you have the information, and you, which is number two, and you say, I already know information, I'm already doing some things, but man, I feel like I need to make a tweak in my strategy, meaning I'm leveraging social media, I'm running ads, but I'm overspending on ads. Well, you don't need information on ads. You need strategy on how to reduce your ad costs. So you are looking for a strategy coach that helps you make tweaks on something you already know. See how we're educating the buyer. Yeah. If you have a strategy that's producing results and you've lowered your ad costs, but now you're trying to figure out a more effective system to go from acquiring a customer to closing sales or bridging the gap of, let's say, abandoned cart, people who visit and leave but don't buy. You would have a systems coach that comes in and shows you how to tweak, let's say, your sales team system, whether it's cold calling, whether it's inbound, outbound, whether it's messing, whether it's tweaks in email copy, follow-up, any of these leverage points where or to recoup costs and say, hey, we're going to create front-end self-liquidating offers so you can offset your ad costs. We're not going to lower ad costs, but we're going to create offers that makes it to where it brings you back to zero to acquire a customer. That's system and strategy mixed together. And the fourth is accountability. You know what to do, but sometimes you need to ask, is this right? And have someone with expertise help you. The buyer has to be more educated to say, what do I need? No program will work if you don't know what you need.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So I'll add to it too, because one thing that I tell people, you got to know who you're getting in bed with. Right, you got to know who you're going to have as your mentor, your teacher, your consultant, whatever it may be. And I'm not against the people who found out something, it worked for them, and now they're able to teach it. But I prefer, and I think people should consider, looking for someone who is trained in what they're actually going to teach you. Right?
Yeah.
It's different if I say, yeah, I do mergers and acquisitions because I kind of figured it out and, you know, it's been working. As opposed to, yeah, I worked in corporate America for over 15 years at Microsoft and Accenture, and I was part of mergers and acquisitions team, primarily on the merger side, because they would do the acquisition, then I would be brought in to help from a process system people perspective to help the business scale and be more efficient. That's a whole different story, right?
Yeah.
Instead of, you can just check my bio on LinkedIn, on IG, and it says that I teach how to, you know, do merchant acquisition. Versus go check out my background on LinkedIn and you see my accolades, you see what is it called when people make endorsements and all that type of stuff. You'll see actually that I am qualified to teach you on the subject that I'm executing on, right? So I believe that also helps to educate the buyer to make sure that they're seeking the right help, wouldn't you say?
100%, bro. 100%, because there's the difference between market and brand, right? So some people are buying based on brand. I'll say it really quick. If you knew you had a taste for ketchup, well, ketchup is the market, those who are in the market for ketchup. The brand would be Heinz, great value on down the line. Most people are buying based on brand and then later on figured out, oh, what am I in the market for? No, that don't go that way. You got to figure out what you're in the market for and then choose who do you want, right? Mm-hmm. So we're choosing people that just got a big brand and then later on saying, oh, I wasn't even in the market for this.
Yes, sir. That is fact. So tell me now, I spoke to you a little bit earlier and I told you that we often offer a gift to our guests, right? And I wanted to make sure I had the right one for you. And it's a little bit different with you because I call you up right after this and we're going to talk anyway. How would acquiring a business and what type of business do you feel that you would be willing to acquire that would also help what you're doing in the education space? You know, if I got you a platform company that helps with the technology side to host the course related material and such, or a marketing company that helps to get it out more, or a staffing company that could help to be placed inside of all of the clients that you have that are building their company. Now you place them in the marketing managers or anything. What do you think might help you the most in your business through acquisition?
Man, it's two specific, well, two, really three, right? Two, one would be, of course, a software / platform company. Here's why. We send, let's use last year. This is not our consulting clients. This is not some of those course clients. This is just done for you clients, people who we built their whole business, their course, their coaching program, et cetera, 533 people. Every last one of those people are on at least five different platforms that we sent them to. So imagine how much revenue, and their business is built on it, and they're paying a monthly subscription on all of them. So imagine how much revenue we sent. Or if we look at, I've been in business in this particular company since 2016. So just think of how much money I sent to other people's companies. We had our own software company where we can make tweaks, because sometimes it doesn't do all that we needed to do. So you have to use this one and make this one speak to that one, and I won't name the platforms, right? So that's number one. Number two, 100% staffing company. Reason being that what people are really looking for, we teach them how to build SOPs, company culture, how to build their staff. We even give them templates on hiring your sales team, sales manager, how to create compensation on down the line, right? Imagine a bit the ability to have it where we just hand off the same way we do done for you with everything else. Done for you hiring, hand them off, you test drive them for 7 days, 30 days, or project based, et cetera, right? Mm-hmm. Person says, this is my big vision. So person that has already know their business, let's say B's already knows this stuff, and say, hey, I'm doing a live event, man, but I don't want to focus on the funnel, the marketing part of it, the webinars, the in-person. We got a trained team that you can hire only event-based. They're not your full-time staff. They're just specifically for this event or this project. Or so like, I want staffing that way. So of course, software staffing. And the third would be media. My sole focus with media, and this media for me includes anything that gathers and holds attention. I believe that the largest and most expensive thing moving forward would be attention. Here's why. AI cannot replace that holds people's attention. People are not going to watch AI generated and simulated people all day long. They still want personalities, brands, or down the line. So that's podcasting, that's copywriting. That is, when we talk about AI, I'm talking about the ability to be able to edit, like a full service, done for you service as it relates to media, YouTube, things of that nature. That's where I'm at. Them the three.
Okay. See, this is why I held off on the gift, because I needed to get that specific insight. And I promise you, brother, by mid next week to the end of next week, you're going to have something really nice. It might be by tomorrow, but I like, man, to, you know, under
you probably can hear how detailed I am too, man. Like, my sister loves it and hates it. I'm very
specific. I love that. That's perfect. This. And you know what? Everything that you do and say, I always see how it's reinforced by the truth. Meaning, I trust things that you say because I hear you bring it up in other contexts. So I know that it's coming from not something you just made up for, it sounds good, but it's something you truly believe and have executed on. For example, you're talking about you would want a staffing company, but you mentioned that for an event that is about to happen. That's because you're not selling products, you're not selling services, you are selling solutions. And you know that's the solution that someone needs. So instead of just giving them a bunch of people, you're like, nah, let's give you the solution. And they'll sort out the whole thing for that event for you. I love it.
Day-to-day or the contracts, the ads, like literally every aspect. That's how I think. I start with two solutions to the problem, answer the questions. So I list all the questions people would have, and I fill them with offers, or I think of solutions, and I try to go rule of three. So at each level, there's always going to be solutions at its lowest level, solutions at its mid level, solutions at its highest, and that's how I build the companies.
There we go, bro. Okay, so listen, I got a challenge that is going on, right? I think I might have told you about this challenge before, but I'm officially telling you right now again, and I got you on recording, So you gonna make sure. See, wait, I got you on the call. It was, got you on recording. It's like I'm using it. So my challenge is called the $1 trillion Table Challenge. Trillion with a T, dollar table challenge. It means that by the end of this decade, so you got a lot of time. That's another 7 years. End of this decade, I want to sit in a room at a table with people who look like us. And we have $1 trillion AUM, assets under management. It doesn't mean cash in our pocket. It means we got portfolios of businesses. We got portfolios of real estate. We got stock market, forex, crypto, whatever. And combined, all of us with $1 trillion AUM. Will you table with us?
100%. That's if you agree to be my coach.
I got you.
You have to close my IG. I have an information gap on how to go about doing it. It's a desire, but there's a gap. And I'm always honest about what I don't know and seek it out. So you got to agree to coach me.
Okay. And I think this is the best time because I think I told you of somebody that I met on Sunday. I didn't give you the full details, but we left that conversation already working on a partnership. And this is somebody that is doing 10 figures, right?
Wow.
And he's going to help me get from 8 to 9. And that growth and his contacts, his connections, my creativity, the way that I'm structuring deals, this is a perfect time for you to be involved to see what's happening. As a friend, it's a little bit easier because you don't gotta be a client per se, and you can still get all the exposure. I'm always willing to talk and tell you what I'm doing and show it.
Well, we need both, man. We need the friendship, the mentorship, the coaching, but also we got to do business together. You and I have to do a deal together. So whenever we find whatever that is for me,
yes,
I can't do it without you.
All right, my brother. That's all I got. Say less, because I got you, man. But listen, this has been an awesome conversation, my brother. You helped us to pop that entire industry of educating others and creating wealth through that medium. Now tell the people how they can reach you. What's the best way to connect with you? So we make sure we drop it in the description below as well.
Absolutely, man. So my social media drug of choice is Instagram, Marcus Y. Rozier, and YouTube. We actually put out 3 long form educational episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Mondays is just me. We call it Monetize with Marcus. What we do is we take the top questions people have, and I literally take the questions and teach my highest level of information as if you paid me a consulting fee of $25,000+, and I give it away for free every Monday at 12 o'clock. Every Friday is interviews with other people, Ideas to Income, where we show you how entrepreneurs, CEOs, those who have generated 7 figures or more, how did they go from an aha moment of an idea all the way down to something they can actually be compensated for. And Wednesdays are also some episodes of me from different speaking engagements around the world. So that's every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on YouTube.
Let's go. You said entrepreneurs and CEOs, but you didn't say investors on your Friday.
I got to start adding that to my language. I wish you could see it. With the arrows pointing beside it, I put investor as my new language. So I've been writing notes. I put CEO, I scratched through it, and I put, I wish you could see it, man. You're not going to be able to see it on here.
I got to hold up my shirt. I got to hold up my shirt because as we were talking about earlier, I don't want to be self-employed. None of us in here do for sure. We working in the business. But I don't want to be the CEO. Most people want to be the CEO, but that's still a job working on the business. I'm all about being the investor and working above the business. And I got my guy.
You just added to my language. You added to my language. Like, I got to start using that term.
There we go. See, you added to mine about selling solutions. Now it's a mutual exchange. Baby, let's go. Oh, man. But Marcus, thank you so much, brother, for coming on and enlightening us. You are an amazing speaker, an amazing entrepreneur, soon to be amazing investor. And amazing friend and brother, bro. I really appreciate you, man.
Feelings mutual. Feelings 100% mutual.
Thank you, brother. And we will make sure we drop all your information in the description below so everybody can connect with my guy, Marcus Rozier. Marcus Y. Rozier. Don't forget the Y. But y'all know what to do. Make sure you like and subscribe to this episode, to this channel. Make sure you don't miss conversations like this with people like Marcus Rosier. Make sure that you turn on that notification bell if you're on YouTube, and you won't miss any of this information. And I will see you on the next episode of Entrepreneurship Exposed with your guy Beats. Let's go. Peace. Thanks, Marcus.
My brother.
All right.